Hello, my name is Kelly. You have reached the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm sorry to hear the last thing you said.
Yes, sir. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Oh, no. Just had a question.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out, like, if someone has COVID-19, like, how many days beforehand would they be potentially contagious?
Give me 1 second, sir. So the CDC says that once you have symptoms, you are no longer contagious 10 days after your symptoms begin.
Okay. If someone has it, are they contagious beforehand? Like you're contagious before you develop the symptoms? I had somebody call me and they said that they tested positive today, and I saw them on Sunday. Yeah, on Sunday. So I'm trying to figure out, like, would I be exposed to it or not?
Okay, so will they be 1 second, sir?
Yeah.
Exposed to. Give me 1 second, please, sir.
Yeah, no problem. Mm-hmm.
So it's just saying on the website that symptoms may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure to the virus. It's not really specifying when it's a timeline that you could actually be exposed to a positive test results with COVID, with the person who has a positive test result.
Okay.
I don't want to tell you the wrong thing, sir, regarding this information. So I may have to advise you that you may have to get on our websites, the CDC.gov website or the ADPH.org website, and it may specify in detail when exactly could you be exposed to a person that's been positive for COVID.
Okay. And then do you have, like, is there any, like, guidelines on, like, for, like, churches or something, for, like, the Department of Public Health?
I'm sorry, sir. Your phone kind of broke up. Can you repeat that for me?
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know if you don't have any, like, guidelines on, like, how to handle, like, church gatherings. Like, I was trying to look on the state website, and I couldn't really find anything for, like, faith communities or churches.
And is it, like, a large group of people or a small group of people?
I don't know how you define it. It's a small church, but, you know, like, no more than 30 people.
Yes, sir. One second, please. Okay, So basically the guideline states, like, have a conversation with the host, so like the person that's head of the church, to understand expectations for celebrating together. And the second one is if you would like to have your own condiments, like bring your own food or drinks and cups and utensils, you have to wear a mask indoor or outdoors. Avoid shouting and cheering loudly or singing or clapping, stomping your feet or, you know, inhale your mask, and stay home if you are sick or have been near someone who thinks you may have or have been exposed to COVID-19. So in your case, since you think that you may have been exposed to COVID-19, if you think that you've been exposed, then you may have to sit this one out, or it's okay if you decide to stay home, remain, you know, apart from others.
Okay. All right, perfect. All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. And do you have any more questions or